She must jump.
No, I'll give you a bag. Really I'll give you a bag idea. Or a bottle or something. You seem like your aim is through.
Why aren't you wearing a nappies?
Your aim is through, Jenna. You just... Is it a... You can't announce it now. It's recording.
Yeah.
No, nobody knows it except for...
We are live.
Do you know this, the sex?
Yeah. Lots. Taram.
You know the sex? What sex is it? Did you tell me?
Yes, but we're not going to boy. Assume.
What's his name? Are you going to name him Gerald or something crazy?
With a J. Oh,
yeah.
Gerald.
It's J-E-R-R-O-U-L-D.
I-L-D.
Gerald.
No, man. But I can't go for my favorite choice, which would have been Derek and Errol together.
Daryl.
Daryl.
Pascal.
That's our intro.
Hello everyone and welcome to Bicycle Presents. This is the show where two brothers talk movie news, review shorts, and some cack in between. My name is Ross.
And I'm a list tender, Jody.
Don't shout, Jody.
Just keep it low.
I was actually listening to ASMR. It's nice. Have you ever listened to it?
No.
But you have to use headphones.
You must. It has to be all encompassing.
It's pretty impressive what they do in terms of like directional mic and like, but I don't like, there's a lot of in between. I don't like that stuff.
You don't like the improvisational jazz aspect.
I don't like that. These cats are cooking. I don't like that. I want
pure.
They must say, okay, and now I'm gonna massage your head with a fucking banana peel or whatever, and then this is the banana peel. Yes, exactly. Tell me what you're gonna do and then do it.
Yeah.
But that has fuck to do with movies.
it might be a revenue stream for us.
Yeah, it might.
We've been struggling with those.
You're very good at that banana peel. very. Oh, a little too good, I think.
That one's a little brown.
I somehow feel like slippery. See? Anyway, have you been? It's been. Yo, we're on a break.
This has been our longest unofficial break ever because we have day jobs now. I've been good. How have our guests been? Guests, welcome.
Yeah, they're fine.
Yeah, okay. Lots of contributions.
Yeah, you're not a guest.
She's
the landlord. And we do have a guest. We do have, there's two guests on our left, Jen. And Daryl.
Gerald. Jen and Gerald, welcome.
Gerald. Yeah, in the his house. Yeah, she chose a cock day to come. I'm very babalas today, so. We're gonna jazz it up. These cats are cooking. And it might be terrible, but who knows? On that note, let's get into the news, Jody.
Our news and shorts.
D23 happened. D23, if you don't know, is Disney's basically their showcase, their Comic-Con of sorts. Because they started pulling Marvel out. Okay, Marvel was at Comic-Con this year.
They were. But they had stopped going because, according to Feige, they were going to, well, for one, focus on Disney's Expo, which was a new thing. But they were also going to only go to Comic-Con.
Love, we're talking.
Are you putting the time on, though?
Yes!
That was that intro we did.
What the fuck? And that thing makes a noise. Don't use it.
Use it for the ASMR episode.
No, I use it for my ADHD. It works, actually.
I know. I heard that you're supposed to use timers for everything.
It's alarms. Amazing. Sorry, Jody. We cut you off.
Thank you, Ross.
You were explaining.
Kevin Feige said that he's going to only go to Comic-Con when they have something worth going back to Comic-Con for. So this year they went a bit crazy, did all of the announcements for their Phase 5 and 6. And then left themselves not very much stuff to do for D23.
Yeah, but did they get like they got extra trailers
and
stuff.
They focused on their shows. They focused on the shows, but also remember, D23 is not only Marvel.
No,
it's also Disney's other stuff.
Star Wars, Pixar,
which made some big announcements.
Also, does like standard Disney?
Yeah, Disney Plus's own things,
like stock standard.
Yeah, like Hocus Pocus 2.
Yeah, and Mermaid, the little one.
Little Mermaid got its first trailer.
Oh, but wait, let's run through. Yes. Who do you want to talk about first? Is this rapid fire?
We have to do it rapid fire.
Hey,
I'll rapid fire you. Okay. Because you're in such a good state.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Hocus Pocus 2. Are we excited?
I am excited. I loved that movie back in the day.
Jenna?
And it might be trash.
Yeah.
It might be trash, but, you know, roll of the dice. You still have the original.
Everyone's back. Everyone's back. We're going to have some
and
fun.
And Bette Midler doesn't come back for Kaka.
No.
She doesn't. Do you know that she sings the one song that my mother like cries for every time?
From a Distance.
Two songs then.
Yeah.
It's From a Distance and Wind Beneath My
Wings. Of course.
It's the classic.
Classic.
Hit me with the next one.
Disenchanted's trailer was released. Amy Adams is back.
I did not watch this first movie.
No.
Did you?
No.
Apparently it's a classic.
Is that Enchanted?
Yes.
Yeah, and this is Disenchanted.
Apparently it's a classic.
Apparently. Amy Adams and what's his name? Max Tame.
Yeah, but he's got full white hair now.
Really?
Yeah. He looks cool.
Representation matters.
Oh, weird. this is how it's going to be. He's taking advantage. He sees the gaps.
He's in a weakened state.
Hit me with the next one. Boss.
Peter Pan and Wendy. Did not know this was happening.
Yeah, I didn't know this was happening either, and I don't know what it's about. So, is it like a prequel?
Sick of just more time in Neverland.
They must just last Peter Pan, man.
Yeah,
Like, Robin Williams did it. He was the best.
Jude Law as Captain Hook.
Oh, my word. As long as he's not singing Nirvana, it's fine.
Not asking for much.
Yeah. No, Hugh Jackman wasn't Hook, no. He was.
He was. But that was okay. Pan.
Yeah, that was not good.
Not great. Lion King prequel, Mufasa.
Yeah, I'm interested in this, but my concern is that I didn't like the
live action.
Yeah, because they couldn't emote as much as I wanted them to.
But that was from the start. We said that's going to be the issue. It's the real.
Yeah. So we'll see. I mean,
Barry Jenkins is back.
We know how Mufasa ends.
Yes. So positive.
Barry Jenkins.
Yeah, director of Moonlight and The Lion King.
Yeah.
So he's back.
No, Dungas directed Lion King, isn't it?
Oh, Favreau.
Favreau.
Yeah, you're right. But I thought Barry Jenkins was involved somewhere. In any case, we know where that's going.
Yeah, Mufasa is going to die. But maybe we get Infant Simba. I don't know, man. Who cares? Like, does this theatrical release, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll watch it in the theater.
No, we'll wait for D+ to show it to us.
D+? What's next?
Some of the Pixar stuff. Elemental.
Yeah, that looks quite. Yeah, Elemental. I'll give Pixar as many chances as they require. Like, they're going to have a hit again. The other stuff hasn't hit as hard for me. The latest shit. What was the last one?
Of Pixar. Encanto.
Yeah, we even
said Turning Red, I think, came out after Encanto.
Turning Red was dope. But, like, if you think, like, Toy Story and Lightyear, that wasn't as good. It didn't hit as hard as those other movies did.
As the originals.
Oh, yeah.
Inside Out 2, speaking of. 7 years later, we're getting a sequel.
Everybody spoke about this as a possible sequel because they were like teenagers.
She gets older, more emotions.
You're
going to
get more emotions. Yeah, it's a playground now.
Yeah, I think go crazy. Apparently, some of the originals are not coming back.
Who's the originals?
Bill Hader and Mindy Kaling may not return to the cast this time around. But there are new people coming. So, would it be nice if they got all the originals?
Who was Bill Hader? Anger.
I feel like he was, no, Anger or someone else. I think he was the scared thing. Fear or whatever it was.
No, who was the thing that, spoiler alert, dies?
Oh, the clown.
Yeah.
Friend, I don't know.
Wasn't that him?
Could well be.
Okay, anyway, Makisaki, quickfire.
Quickfire. Well, this is a rumor that did not come to fruition. Mm. Oh, well, first of all, Fantastic Four, the announcer director, Matt Shackman. He was involved with WandaVision.
WandaVision, he also did episodes of Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
So he
comes from TV. He's a TV dude. But I think that's what they're going for is the comedic family superhero vibe, which is kind of right.
Especially for Fantastic
I just want the hard moments to eat hard.
They have to.
Oh, yeah.
Also continuing the trend of not not getting big famous directors because
no, they're cheap.
Yeah. You can't manipulate them.
Unknowns are cheap.
And then
it's capitalism, baby. Capitalism.
I heard a rumor from one of your favorite podcasters, John Campia.
He's not my favorite, but
he does good reviews.
Yeah. I've got a weird relationship because his show is not that great in my opinion, but the info that he has
is great.
Is amazing.
Yeah.
He's got that insight and his opinions are a lot of the time I agree with. So
he heard rumors that Jodie Comer was going to be cast as a Sue Storm.
Oh wow.
And no announcement. I thought it might actually happened yesterday, but no announcement.
Wow, maybe they didn't.
That would have been dope if it happened, though. I was
do you know that? Killing Eve
and Free Guy, the love interest in Free Guy.
She's Villeneuve.
In Killing Eve.
That's she might be Sue Storm. Yo, now who's gonna be?
Literally nothing. Yeah. There's no announcements on it whatsoever, other than Matt Shackman being
okay. Okay. Out. Yeah, but that's 2024 or something.
Yeah. That's us for the quick fire.
No, isn't it? And Star Wars?
Most of that was... Oh, well, the one announcement that came out is that Kathleen Kennedy is not going to confirm any films anytime soon.
Okay.
The earliest is 2024. So there are series coming out.
Yeah.
Andor and something else is all confirmed.
The Andor and Andor.
But they are not announcing movies anytime
soon. Skeleton
Crew. And Ryan Johnson has the trilogy that he's apparently guaranteed. The Star Wars trilogy.
I don't know. I think they fucked up so bad. They're like, yay, whoa.
Exactly.
Fucking whoa. Let's take a break.
Exactly.
And let's focus on the TV and then we'll come back to
it. So Kathleen Kennedy is like, take it easy for a bit.
Oh, man. Gee whiz. Okay, lekker. Don't worry, darling. So this is fucking a lot to worry about.
A lot to worry.
Whew. Okay.
Where to start?
So this is a film directed by Olivia Newton-John.
No, Wilde.
Wilde. That's Wilde. She's back from the dead. No, Olivia Wilde, starring Harry Styles, Flo, Miss Flo.
Florence Pugh.
And
Chris Pine.
He's one of the best. He's not the best Chris, but
at least in the top three.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Mm. So this is a psychological thriller. Apparently, it's the Chris Pine character I found out is based on Jordan Peterson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which version of Jordan Peterson?
No, I'm sorry.
The current
Jordan Peterson cancels out
the previous.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I told a friend because they're like, I like Jordan Peterson. I'm like, are you
sure?
Have
you listened to him lately?
Yeah, anyway. So that is the story that we all thought, okay, this movie's going to come out. Then it was the first appearance of the cast and they were on stage and stuff. Mm-hmm. And she was served custody papers.
Yes, from her separation from Jason Sudeikis.
Yes, and Jason Sudeikis sent an official and they sent, they served her custody papers on stage while she was on stage.
Yeah,
apparently.
Loved it.
That's a real power move.
That's a douche move.
But I feel like this is the thing that set it all off.
Yeah.
So after this is the timeline we're going through. So that's what happened first. Then that story broke and they're like, oh shit, that sucks, whatever. Then there were rumors that her and Florence weren't getting along and Florence Pugh didn't approve of Harry Styles because she is friends with Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah.
She's friends with Jason Sudeikis.
Yes.
Those were the rumors. Then the interview with Olivia Munn comes out. Olivia Wilde. I'm saying all the Olivias except the right
one. Except the actual person. Also, shout out Olivia Munn. Big fan of the show.
Yes, she is not. So, Olivia Wilde does an interview. She talks about whatever and she talks about the movie and whatever. And in this interview, she alludes to the fact that Shia LaBeouf, who was originally tied to this film,
in the Harry Styles role,
was fired because of his intensity and his process, and it was making Florence Pugh and his other co-stars uncomfortable when they were working on the film. And she implied that he was fired.
Yes.
Okay, we thought, okay, classic Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, it completely made sense.
It made 100% sense. I was like, yeah, this is him. He's the bra that didn't fucking wash for the entire filming of the tank film, Fury.
In
Imagine
character.
What that man smelled like. They were all in the tank together.
Yeah.
Anyway. Also the abuse on FKA Twigs. But anyway. So then you thought, yeah, that's the story and it makes sense. Then Shia LaBeouf comes out. Hold up.
Receipts.
I got receipts. And in this podcast with Johnny Bernthal, he also spoke about it. And do you want to talk about what he said there?
Which part of his statement? Just relating to this.
Yeah, no, you can talk about the other thing too.
Okay. No, man, that's in our other news.
Oh,
in any case, but in relation to this particular thing, he has actual video evidence of how Olivia Wilde
and screenshots.
Yes. Asked him, like told him how important he is to this movie and asked him to stay on.
Yeah.
And basically begged him to remain a part of the film after she came out and said, I needed to fire him and get rid of him.
Yeah. And the one quote was saying, I think it's a wake up now for Miss Flo.
Yes, for Miss Flo.
Referring to Florence Pugh, and that was that kind of spice on it when she said Miss Flo. Then everybody's like, "Fucking what? Olivia Wilde lying? Fuck her and whatever." But there's a little bit of misogyny there. I mean, I feel if it was a guy, it would be the usual. Yeah. Because she's a woman, they critique her more harshly and shit. But yeah, it's not a good look.
No.
And Florence Pugh also has not done any real press for the
film. Yeah, nothing whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And she was also recently cast in another movie, which she hyped up on her socials on the day that Don't Worry Darling came out. So it was a very deliberate snub of Don't Worry Darling.
She made one Instagram post for Don't Worry Darling.
Then that's it.
And then she wasn't at the screening.
She didn't do the Q&A.
She was somewhere else.
Yeah.
Having fun she's with filming, her grandmother.
She's filming somewhere else, apparently.
Yeah.
But she's
I don't buy very, any of that.
Very, like, vocally, one could say, not promoting this movie at all.
Yeah. And then the final piece of controversy is Spitgate. So they were at the Venice Film Festival, and Harry Styles was being introduced, and he was walking, or he was speaking, and then he walked back to his chair, and it appeared that he had spat on Chris Pine. It from that angle, it really looked like it. I must be honest.
I can't see any spittle. I can't see a projectile, but everyone's body language makes it look like he spat on him.
But the interesting thing about Chris Pine is that he doesn't have a normal phone. He's got an old phone. He's not on social media or anything. So all of this, he doesn't know what the fuck they're talking about.
But it's been addressed in parentheses by Chris Pine, who said he wasn't spat on. And Harry Styles did a concert recently because he's got the residency in Times Square and made a joke about it.
I just went to Venice to spit on Chris Pine.
Wow.
But apparently he had sunglasses and he just realized in his head, where are my sunglasses?
And looked down.
And looked down and was like, oh,
and that
there.
Apparently explained.
That does make sense. I did see another angle as well. I think people are looking now for stuff.
Which I think ties in with what Olivia Wilde is saying, that this is a mostly female-led film, female director. The cast is focused on, like, Florence Pugh's the main character in the film as well. And because this isn't, female-led film, it's under so much more scrutiny than what a normal movie would be put through.
Yeah.
For the smallest of things outside of the actual movie itself.
Yeah. But now the screenings are happening. That's the last thing I saw. And apparently it's really good.
Yeah. It got a 5-minute ovation at the Venice Film Festival.
I don't fucking listen to any of this. They standing ovations for all the fucking movies.
Yes.
So I don't give a shit when they say, oh, it got 15 minutes. Who cares?
But it's gotten like some negative reviews. Florence Pugh was being universally praised.
Yeah, but she will be praised because she deserves it. She's amazing.
But also, if you look at
you shut your mouth, Jodie. She's amazing.
But I'm saying, look at the narrative that's established. She's the one that's like not supporting the movie, kind of against Olivia Wilde. Mm. And she's being praised by critics. And the movie itself is being questioned and like, it's not that great.
But that's misogyny. But did you see people turn on Harry Styles for his acting?
Yeah. What has he done to warrant this acclaim?
An amazing actor? No. But I mean, I didn't think it was that bad. Mm. And he's a British. They were going on about his accent, but he's British in the movie.
So why?
It's like
maybe people think he's doing a British accent.
Yeah, Americans are weird. Yeah, Harry Styles is cool, man. He's alright. He must keep his spit in his mouth.
Yeah, it's a small thing.
So this is the whole controversy. That all we have left now is to fucking watch the movie.
The actual movie.
I am. And I'm going to watch it. It's like, I like psychological thrillers and shit.
The Renaissance.
We don't have to talk long about this, but it's just a really sweet moment in a long stint of sweet moments with Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, but also stemming from a really shitty moment in his life and how this film is almost like a full circle for him. So,
yeah.
Brendan Fraser, who we all loved in the 90s and early 2000s, had a very... Like, he faded into nothingness in Hollywood, right? Mm. And what most people don't know is that him fading out coincided with him coming out that someone sexually abused him. What's that producer's name?
I don't know his name.
Like, a very high-ranking Hollywood exec. Yeah, we should. A very high-ranking Hollywood executive sexually abused him. And he came out with that, and that just happened to coincide with his career going into the shitter.
Yeah, also the many injuries that he sustained on...
The mummy.
Yeah. Also did a lot of damage to his body, and he was struggling to recover from that. So I think that coupled with the abuse.
Oh,
and
Philip Burke. Yeah. Thanks, Jim.
Philip Burke.
Mm.
What a night. I hope he rots in hell. So, yeah. And he was gone for how long?
Like, that was basically 2003 was... I mean, 2008 was the last Mummy film, but that one wasn't that great with Jet Li. And then he had his last appearance was in G.I. Joe, Rise of Cobra. He had like a cameo in there.
Yeah.
And that was it. Like, then he just did absolutely nothing. So 13 years at least, we're talking about nothing.
And then he came on the scene with, I think, Doom Patrol, eh?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was his re-entry into like the spotlight.
Dope. And he's been getting work now ever
fairly
since.
Fairly steadily.
Well, I mean, the Batgirl movie's not happening.
Well, and people thought that might derail this comeback that was playing out. But this movie that he's done now,
The Whale,
directed by Darren Aronofsky. Darren Aronofsky did not cast the lead character for a very long time because he didn't think he could find someone capable of playing the role. And then there were the issues about people saying that why was Brendan Fraser casting this? They should have cast an actual overweight person because his character is a...
How many 600-pound actors do you know, Johnny?
Not many. Yeah. Oh, not many. God.
People need to need to chill the fuck out.
And like the character he plays is a gay man who's lost his partner and became obese and is trying to build a relationship with his daughter. So there's some cathartic aspects of it that people are relating to Brendan Fraser's personal life as well.
Yeah, so he got an ovation for how long?
6 minutes standing ovation.
6 minutes, yeah. And it's such a nice moment. You can see him crying and he gives a little...
We do with Brendan Fraser.
No. So let me clarify. Every movie gets an ovation. So I don't care about when they say, oh, this movie got 15-minute ovation, whatever. But his reaction to people giving him a standing ovation is what I care about. And
it's not the first time it's played out, right? Because he had the TikTok thing where he also was quite emotional when that girl told him, like, people are rooting for him. People want him to do well.
So it was very, very sweet. He gave a little, oh, shucks.
Mm-hmm.
And his little pant leg wasn't right.
It didn't come right. just kick that leg.
Nah, it was dope. And I'm glad to see him. I'm glad to see him back, man. Brendan Fraser for life. He's like a Keanu. We put him on that
definitely,
mountain.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. We need to protect Keanu and Brendan.
Oh, yeah.
Keanu
Reeves. No. Do you know Keanu, any other Keanu?
Keanu from Second Street.
Because they're such nice guys. It's very rare that you get...
genuinely good people in Hollywood.
Yeah. 100%. Keanu actually owes me money.
Look who's pushing us over time now,
right? Jody? Oh, no. I don't know. Okay, Letitia Wright. Yeah, she's the person.
Yeah.
I don't actually want to talk about
this. She plays Shuri in Black Panther.
Yeah, she confirms the extent of her injuries on Black Panther 2.
Yeah, so I find this article very interesting because it doesn't reference any of her anti-vax viewpoints.
Well, if she got vaccinated, she probably wouldn't have gotten hurt so much.
That. But it also doesn't reference any of the far-right videos that the right-wing propaganda videos she was showing the crew members and cast members on set. What it does talk about is the accident that basically ended filming last year from August till the beginning of this year, which is her... fracturing her shoulder and getting a really bad concussion on the set of Black Panther 2. So that makes it sound like if she's doing that level of action scenes, even she hurt herself.
I think they made her Black Panther.
But I think that was the way that they're going.
Ugh. Yeah, that would be disappointing for me as well.
Extremely. But like I said, now the narrative around her is changing, which maybe ties in even more with the Black Panther being the new Black Panther. Mm. Because they are deliberately leaving out all of the really dodgy stuff that she was doing and only referencing
well, they have
her
to sell
amazing
the phone
recovery.
Now. Yeah.
See?
So they're not going to talk about all that, and everybody's going to keep mum about her bullshit on set. And if they're positioning her as the new Black Panther, they're going to have to put... But I think it's a mistake. I don't think she has the support that she did before.
No, not at all.
After this.
No. Now that people know all of these other views that she was pushing and... Yeah, that's. I think now that that's come to light, the character that people thought she was and who she actually is very, very different.
Mm.
Not someone I'd pin my hopes to for a franchise.
Why didn't they make go with... anyway.
Lupita.
Yeah, I'm not going to... Okay,
just use Lupita.
Yeah, just just let it go. When the movie comes out...
We'll watch it. Yeah, it's on you.
I'm going to let it go. But that's interesting, Jody, that they pivoting.
They pivoted very hard.
Yeah, I have to. You got to sell that shit. Ben Stiller and Sean Penn, barred from entering Russia.
Yeah, Vladimir went on a banning spree again.
What are they doing in Russia?
They aren't there. They've been barred from entering.
Okay, what do they want to do in Russia?
Nothing. They don't want to go there. They've just been told they can't.
What the fuck? Why?
Because Vladimir doesn't like them. They apparently have been doing a lot of humanitarian work that actually also comments on Russia.
No, he doesn't like it because... Sean Penn played Milk.
Oh, he's gay.
No gay here.
Yeah, no gay here.
Okay, Ben Stiller never played a gay character.
Not that we're aware of, no.
But there's always time.
They made a list of 25 people, which included like senators and all sorts of random people. But in this article, they also talk about the only other actors who are on the banned list, which includes Morgan Freeman and Rob Ryan.
Why?
It's such an eclectic mix of people.
I just think Putin is like, he doesn't like their movies. And he doesn't like them. And he's like, they can't come to
Russia. They're not coming in again. It's such a random list of people.
Do you know what the Ukrainians were doing? They were creating fake profiles on Russian Tinder. Like Rinder.
Oh, wow.
And they were getting the Russian soldiers to reveal their location. And then they just bomb the shit. I don't know if it's Tinder, but like...
I'm 25 clicks outside.
Yeah, it's so fucking crazy.
Wow.
You gotta use what you got, man.
Use all the tools at your disposal.
Oh, yeah.
Sec, it's time for a review.
This week we are reviewing the new film set in South Africa called Beast, directed by Baltazar Kormakur. A father and his two teenage daughters find themselves hunted by a massive rogue lion, intent on proving that the savannah has but one apex predator. This movie has got Idris Elba, Sholto Copley, and I don't really know most of the other people in the film.
Doesn't matter. Who played the lion?
The lion? No motion capture. I think, what's his name, was busy. Andy Serkis was a bit too busy. I actually don't know any of the other actors or actresses in the movie, but there were a few South Africans because it was filmed.
Is this the one that Idris Elba's daughter auditioned for?
Probably. Don't think she made it.
No, she didn't. And he didn't. She was just with him because he didn't help her.
Typical father-daughter relationships.
But I mean, why not, though?
Yeah.
Because the white people do it. They all nip
it. Well, he looked at After Earth and he was like, might not want to go that route. Yeah.
That's true. Maybe she was god-awful.
You imagine dealing with your daughter after that.
Yes, it's Manita. Anyway.
Anywho, so this movie is about the father and his two daughters. The father trying to reconcile, build a relationship with his kids, takes him to Africa. I don't know where in Africa they ended
up.
Because they explained that. Is it Mopani?
Yeah.
Okay. That part I didn't hear. I just heard Joburg and then something.
Yeah, they came from US to Joburg through Polokwane.
London, Joburg,
Polokwane. I mean, Mopani.
Cool. So they're in Mopani.
Shout out, Polokwane.
the Northwest region.
We know nothing much happens over there. You just got to mention in this album.
Father trying to reconnect with his daughters. He meets an old friend who he clearly has a good relationship with. Mm. And then everything goes apeshit because of a lion. Yeah, pun intended.
Yeah.
Lion seems to be based on the shark in Jaws 3.
Yeah. Although you see way more. Oh, Jaws 3.
Yeah. 3D.
Yeah.
D. You know, with the shark had a vendetta against Chief Brody's family.
Yeah, that 3D work was revolutionary.
Astounding.
Anyway. Yeah, that is about it, isn't it? And that's all that this is.
And with that, easy 50 minutes.
Look, yeah, I did enjoy Idris Elba. I did enjoy Sharlto. I always enjoy Sharlto Copley.
This is probably my favorite role of Sharlto's since District 9.
No, but didn't you like
Chappie?
A-Team.
His accent in A-Team vacillated between very South African and South African making fun of an American.
Listen, that fucking boer accent is that's a hard one to get rid of. Eh? Yeah, it's like the glitter of accents. Like it's still there no matter what you do.
As much as you try to eliminate it from your mind.
There's nothing you can do. But I do enjoy seeing him. I want him to get work. I think he's an amazing actor in the right context. And District 9 was amazing. The daughters I did not like as much.
Yeah. One of the big issues I had with this movie is that I felt like the daughters particularly made the protagonist family quite hard to root for and care about.
Because you, there's some decisions that are made where you're like, yeah, she deserves to die.
Yeah. If you don't want to learn, then you must die. No, it was it was some astonishingly stupid things that the family did.
Also, like, in the beginning, the movie was like, for the first 15 minutes, there was so much going on. They were walking around, constantly like walking, and everyone was talking.
Yeah.
That was a lot to take in.
Mm.
But that's a director's issue.
So unbalanced.
Like, yes.
I was trying to figure out what the fuck was going on. I understood that the mother died, and they were together, and they have a hard time.
Mm. It was a bit all over. Yeah.
But it's because of the directing style that was chosen. I think that long takes.
Yeah.
And they're sitting talking around the table. You don't have to do that.
And not just long takes, but very weird camera angles. Yeah, like the close ups of Idris and Sharlto Copley. I know that he did Two Guns and 101 Reykjavik. So he's got the action movie background, which is why I felt like he really struggled, because the emotion is supposed to be core to what's happening here, right?
Yeah.
The father and his daughters. But he couldn't establish that at all.
It was like either they mumble or they're speaking loudly and they had lots of words in the sentence.
Yeah.
It wasn't like just
flowing dialogue.
Yeah, the dialogue was a little clunky at times, like when you referred to them saying our mother instead of no one talks like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But in the end, I was there for the lion.
Yeah. So well, before we go to the lion,
what
do you think of the setting and kind of using Africa as a location?
No, it's when they
some beautiful shots. I thought there was some really beautiful shots.
Yeah, well, you don't have to give your opinion every time. Okay, she's punishing me. She's punishing me for
taking advantage of you in your weakened state.
I don't even know what the fuck I was. Oh, sometimes when they set things in Africa, you can tell it's like fake and you know, it's not as authentic. This felt real. Like the setting, it was beautiful, first of all. And I was like, yeah, safari vibes. I've been there. I know what it looks like and whatever. And they had actual, I even looked at the credits afterwards. Mm. A lot of South African people.
Yes, involved in.
Love that shit.
Movie. Yeah. So I like the setting quite a lot. Yeah. Some of those morning shots that they had, like the dawn and things like that, were beautiful.
Yeah.
So yeah, I actually like the use of location.
And the poachers was a big thing.
Yeah.
Did you?
The other villains in the movie.
Yeah, the real villains.
The real guys.
The real villains are the poachers.
Yeah.
It all comes down to man.
Yeah. And then there's an anti-poacher as well.
Poaching lions, is that a real thing now?
Apparently it is now. Look at the plausibility of that claim. I would entirely believe that based on how stupid people are. Because, I mean, the fact that rhino horn is like a fucking thing is even stupid enough on its own. And
it's just hair.
Yeah. And now they've gone on to like saying people want the teeth of lions and whatever else. Yeah, I can believe that. It sounds like the dumb shit.
Just get a tattoo.
Exactly.
Just get a lion tattoo.
Tramp stamp lion roaring.
Coming out of the anus. Yeah.
With a speech bubble.
Raw. Mufasa. Woo. Yeah, I agree with you. For the most part, it's one of those movies where you just have to... But just, that's the issue. Because they present it like this heartfelt family story and whatever, whatever. Mm. And they have to deal with this and this is going to bring them together. But I don't care about that.
No. And to me, that's an integral aspect of the plot because that's what's driving Idris Elba's motivation.
Yeah.
That is like the whole...
And his daughter's such a bitch for no reason. I mean, she probably
the
has
older,
reason.
The but older daughter was okay, very tough to...
Let me start that again.
...to root for.
In the worst times, she wants to start cack with her father. like,
why weren't you there when mom was dying of cancer?
My bro, I'm literally dressing my lion.
This wound.
Claw mark. I'm trying to not die and you like that, bringing right? up your mother.
There's that and then there's the moment where they like, they're in the Jeep thing. Sholto Copley's lumming against the tree and then she just decides, I'm going to go find him now.
Yo, I couldn't.
There's a lion running around outside. Let me quickly go.
I couldn't
walk.
Deal with the moment. More than once, she got out to the fucking
yes.
car. Yes. 100%.
So, story-wise, there's a lot of frustration for me with the characters who we are supposed to root yeah. and care about. And then just...
Because you can't tell me, Jody, when they write these films like this, that you can still have tense situations... With your characters making good decisions.
Exactly.
It's something
they don't have to be that
it's
dumb.
A fucking lion. Exactly. They're from the city.
Exactly.
There's ways you can, like, yeah.
You don't have to contrive it through characters being 100%. Idiotic, which okay. I think just makes them unlikable because you're like, why are you doing that?
Yeah.
And I'm not sitting here like it's a horror movie and I'm all in for like people being dumb as all shit.
Yeah.
You know, that's not what I'm expecting here.
Yeah.
If you want to do the whole heartfelt relationship, you don't even have to push that too hard.
Yeah,
you don't. Kind of writes itself if you have good actors.
Because they're in Africa.
Exactly. What did you think of Idris's dream? That seemed to have no bearing on the film whatsoever. Yeah. But was like, oh, he's dreaming again. Oh, I wonder what
they I don't know what was resolved afterwards.
Nothing. He saw at the end of the dream. Yeah, that was it.
That
was it.
She's a photographer. She has tons of pictures of her.
Yeah, but he doesn't look at them. Again, it's like, it's almost like the director wants to establish a, look there, love, connection.
Yeah.
For what?
Fever dreams.
Yeah. That's all it was. I asked you at one point, is this him having a fever? Okay, the big thing.
Okay, the lion. Not yet. I really like the lion. I think the CGI was really good, except for when Sholto Copley is touching.
Playing with his two.
Yeah, there yeah. you can see. And then in the end, also, it was a little touch and go.
With Burn Lion.
Yeah, but for the
Burn
most part,
boy.
For the most part, it was legit.
Yeah.
It's like they took the Disney template.
Yeah, it was some good, like the way that they animated it was quite
And it was scary. I mean, it was yeah. scary. It's a fucking lion.
What I will say.
No, no, none of the lines were real.
No. But the fact that you thought it was is a good thing for them.
I couldn't believe the beast one.
Yeah.
No, they were also fake.
Mm.
They were, I mean, not fake. They
I don't think
fake.
Sholto Copley has enough insurance to
come along. If you're looking for it, there's ways you can tell by the way they move.
Yeah.
So when they move and they actually run, there's like slight, there's a smoothness to it.
Yes.
That is not there in the real world. But only if you're looking for it.
Yeah. Which, as you can see, with you just, you let the movie wash over you, you're not going to even care about that. It doesn't throw you out at all.
I didn't criticize the movie. I was actually enjoying the movie.
No, well, when the lion is excited, it's like, yeah, lekker. This is what we wanted.
Besides the daughters,
I already. I don't want to think of that fucking girl.
Okay. Are we going into spoiler territory?
Yeah, let's spoil it.
Okay. Do we have our sound?
No. You blew it.
That's what she said. Charlton Copley died.
He died.
We think.
He did.
We didn't see it, so he might come back with a sequel.
No, he's
Beast
dead.
Beast 2.
He's dead. He's
Beast
dead.
Balls.
I knew that lion was going to survive that, though, obviously.
Yeah.
The door.
And he's going to come back burnt.
Yeah. Burnt lion.
They ran out of main budget, so they were like...
Oh, he must have. But then main was glorious when it was there. Yeah, Charlton Copley dies. How cool would it have... No, cool's the wrong word. How much more hectic would it have been if one of the daughters died?
Yes. Elder daughter needed to go.
Like
you make a stupid decision.
If they killed
decision.
One of the daughters, I would literally have gasped.
Yeah.
If they had killed
one of the
daughters.
But it's not that type of movie. Like, you can see, this is not the type of movie where they're going to eat you with that type of surprise.
Yeah, man. It's but just, sometimes it's just I just want that. That, yeah. that little shock. Charlton Copley dies. A lot of poachers die.
All the poachers die.
Oh, yeah. All the poachers die. But yeah. I mean, there's no way that lion takes all of them out with him having automatic weapons.
No, but the lion, so this is where I'm going into Jaws 3 territory. Charlton Copley feels like the lion is using him as bait. At some point, I'm like, what the fuck? Why would the lion be using you as bait? Mm. The lion's also just randomly killing people with like, what, swipes of his paw? Mm. I don't know. Lions don't kill people like that. Everyone has like abdomen wounds.
It's
too
clean for a lion. Yes. No, we Googled it. That is how the scars look.
Oh, fuck. Did you actually go look it up?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was legit. Lion
but
claw,
there's no, like, bites.
Lion claw marks, actually. Yes.
It's like, the same with Idris Elba at the end.
Everyone.
Like, why is this bruh not, like, more mangled?
Everyone should have had their jugulars ripped out.
Yes. Straight up.
No, still, but still, if you want to kill, they go, instinctually they go for the jugular.
Yes, like animals bite, yeah, because that's where, like, all your
all
blood
the
vessels
stuff
are,
is here, man.
The grizzle,
throat
gristle, coat. Yeah, it's all there, so you go for it.
All of them should have had their jugular.
I had an issue, you'd like the animation of the lion, I had one issue with how they presented him, which is they hype him up as being, like, this bigger lion. But when we finally see him fight with the other lions, it's like, they're in all the same size. Mm. Like, he isn't actually a bigger lion that's, like, scarier than a normal lion. He's just a lion, which I felt was stupid because they kind of showed, like, the big paw prints and when he's in relation to humans, it's like, he's going off.
Also, they always find a perfect paw print now.
Yeah, everyone, like, just beautifully in the mud there, nice there in the dirt.
So they were lying about that.
They lied about a lot. Yo, that's with Babalas brain.
My bro. There's some synapses are still firing there. Mm. The thing is...
1 minute, Jim.
Overall, it was still
we
a fun
We didn't even
watch.
Say Quiet Night.
No. Oh, we didn't say Quiet Night. Shit. I would say it's quiet.
Mm.
But in context, like if you're drinking.
Yeah.
Which I was. Like
for me,
it
was a
night. No, I know.
For me, it was a night. That family dynamic just, like, blew it for me.
Oh, my bro.
Really. It was the one thing that's supposed to make me care about my protagonist. I was like, nah, man. Another stupid thing.
Also, the long cuts, takes was unnecessary for the context of this film.
Yes.
I think they just wanted to do it because it was cool.
Because Africa.
Yeah. But they should have done it. To move the story forward in a certain way or whatever. But yeah, that was a miss. But overall, yeah, still cool. We got to see some cool deaths. I would have loved one of the daughters to die.
That would have been a gut punch, like, unsurprising. And I think yeah, I'm on number 3-1 here on the ratings. Because you, Jen, you liked it. Abby, you were okay with it as well. So yeah. I was upset last night when I finished that movie.
Okay, that's fine. I'm gonna be upset about it.
No.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy that you were so.
I do.
I'm with you on this. I enjoyed it.
He actually agreed with
me. Yeah.
But in general, she's upset with us, so it's okay.
No, fuck you, man. Also, do you think those two lions would have fought that lion fighting a person?
I know
they were domestic, not domesticated.
But I think the idea is that he had come close enough to their pride that they were protecting the rest of the pride, not Idris Elba.
Yeah, I would have gotten that. I mean, I don't know how lions work. That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
But remember, they did a lot of like plot
exposition.
Lots of exposition. The dialogue. Yeah.
Even afterwards, they had to say, "Oh, you knew that he would do that." Yeah. And like, why did you have to say this?
Because you're stupid and you don't know the shit, Ross. That's why.
I would rather speculate.
You see? Are you going back? You're going down to 9 now? Because they treated you like you're stupid.
No, it's still quiet.
Okay.
It's quiet.
I felt like they dummy.
But if you want a better lion film, then watch Ghost in the Darkness.
Yo.
we must have watched that. It's a just movie.
Michael Douglas.
And Val Kilmer. Mm. But this lion is like...
That one set in the...
It's like Jaws 1.
Yeah. Proper.
Not Jaws 3. You don't have to remember Jaws. Mm. But Ghost in the Darkness, that lion was... Because you don't see it for a lot of the film.
Exactly. Vault. And it's scary as shit.
It was just movie. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Watch Ghost in the Darkness.
Anywho.
Oh, do we have any shout-outs, Jody?
We have one shout-out, which you were going to read
for us. Yes, I'm going to read it right now because Ramat. I actually didn't look at this message.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw it come up.
Yeah, so we've been away for a while.
Yeah, we have been away for a while.
Not planned. And one person checked up on us.
One person checked on us, which is nice. Hey, this is from Mart. It's got like a little half a umlaut thing.
Yeah, we don't know how to say it.
Hey, just saying, we miss your episode, brasa. Who's we?
Matt and Matt.
Ah, I'll be happy even if you put out a review on Takalani Sesame. But in all seriousness, I hope you guys are doing well. I know you're really busy. Your content is fire emoji and can't wait for the next one. XOXO.
And here it is. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Matt. XOXO to you too.
Yeah.
And we're back. I'm sorry it wasn't a better film in Jody's opinion, but it was a lot of fun.
And, it's a 3-1, so go and check it out.
And if Takalani Sesame did do a movie, we could review that.
Definitely. They might even
what
sponsor
is it? But they do local versions of all the characters.
International Muppets. Like.
What is Big Bird called?
Groot Fool.
And Cookie Monster has a whole different context.
Completely different context.
I eat the cookie. So if someone wanted to find us, Jody, how would they do that?
They can find us on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook, BicycleBrasser Podcast, and they can write to us, BicycleBrasser@gmail.com.
Yeah. Everyone stay safe. Glad to be back. Safe, Jody.
Safe, Ross.
Keep it a cookie.
Pippi time.